Now that warm weather finally seems to be approaching, you might be thinking about a visit to the Great Lakes. Lake Erie has been making all kinds of headlines. Just this month, shipwreck hunters announced plans to excavate the wreckage of a schooner that experts believe sank in Lake Erie, possibly during a violent storm nearly 200 years ago. But the water quality in Lake Erie is currently in the midst of a political storm. Research released by the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency on the lake's toxic algae shows there's been no clear decrease in the pollutants feeding the persistent blooms over the last 5 years. This despite billions of dollars in investments to reduce the pollution load. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been looking into this and is here with me now. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Kara.
So what are we talking about when we say toxic algae blooms in western Lake Erie?
Well, these harmful algae blooms have been getting the public's attention since at least 2011 in the western basin of Lake Erie, around Toledo. The water looks thick. It's like pea soup, and it can be kind of a disturbing bright green color. It can kill wildlife and pets and make people sick. It really got noticed in 2014. That's when the algal toxin microcystin poisoned the tap water, distributed to 500,000 people in the Toledo area for 3 days.
And what's known about where the pollution comes from?
Well, it's been known for many years now that excess nutrients like nitrogen and especially phosphorus feed the blooms. In a webinar held this week analyzing water quality, the Ohio EPA's Kathy Alexander gave the latest numbers.
Approximately 88% of the annual load from the Maumee River to Lake Erie comes from non-point sources. So we would certainly say at this point that a lot of the loading is coming from agriculture.
That means farms, from both commercial fertilizer that's sprayed on crops and manure from large animal feeding operations that find their way into the water.
So what happened after the drinking water crisis in 2014 in terms of the government's response?
Well, Ohio joined various multi-state agreements and created its own plan for reducing pollution going into the lake. The state also set its own goal of reducing the phosphorus runoff 20% by the year 2020 and 40% by the year 2025. The Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says it's been working with farmers on a lot of volunteer measures to reduce runoff of manure and fertilizers into the water. But then in another recent report, the state said data showed that so far, that's not making any difference. The EPA looked at nutrient loads from 2013 through 2017 into Ohio waterways and found no trend of overall decrease into western Lake Erie.
Yeah, I understand the state of Ohio recently declared the waters of Lake Erie as officially impaired. What does that mean?
Well, yeah, as you said, in March, the Ohio EPA announced it would designate the open waters of Lake Erie's western basin as impaired for recreation because of harmful algae and for drinking water because of the toxin microcystin. This is something both Michigan and Ontario have already done. Now, an impaired designation requires the state to put some kind of plan in place to reduce pollution. This action by Ohio still needs approval from the U.S. EPA.
I mean, all of this leading up to getting this impaired designation is just the first step. It's just a shame that it's taken this long.
Now, this is Mike Ferner. He started a group called Advocates for a Clean Lake Erie, which was party to a federal lawsuit on this issue. The judge in that case recently gave the U.S. EPA 30 days to rule on Ohio's impaired status.
Assuming that the U.S. EPA approves Ohio's recommendation for the impaired status, then that begins a process under the Clean Water Act to inventory the pollution, to find out the sources and amounts. And this means a lot of in-the-field testing, and we're advocating that it be done under the provisions of the Clean Water Act and that we go all the way back to the headwaters and sample these streams and ditches that wind up flowing into Lake Erie.
That process could also require that farms create nutrient management plans so they can be held accountable for phosphorus and nitrogen pollution. Ferner says big animal feeding operations especially should be held accountable for runoff.
So I'm guessing that big farm groups have something to say about this.
Yes, of course. Larry Antosh is director of environmental policy with the Ohio Farm Bureau. He says the state has created new laws already requiring farmers to get certified to apply fertilizer and putting limits on when it can be applied to reduce runoff. He says the state needs to slow down and see if these new regulations make a difference.
Natural systems take time to readjust. And there is a lag time from an agricultural system anywhere from, 10 years plus in order for the changes in the landscape, what we're doing in the fields, start showing up in some of the stream monitoring stations.
And Kara, I'd like to point out that the Toledo Blade newspaper, which has covered this extensively, published an editorial to that response to slow down farm regulation. It was entitled Lake Erie Shame.
Okay, well, I guess that kind of sums up their view of Ohio's efforts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Julie.
Sure thing.
There's more from the Allegheny Friends' Julie Grant on Lake Erie and all of her other great reporting on agriculture and lots of other topics. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.